Jane. So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Ollie Flavelle. He was stuck at the side of the road fixing his car, bless his heart. He's playing at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Tuesday, the 22nd of February, and he's hosting the open mic night as well. And I asked him all about it. Hey Ollie, so you're hosting the open mic night at Alexander's Live on Tuesday. Have you hosted the open mic nights before at Alexander's Live?
I have, yeah. It's a wonderful night, Alexander's Live. I love it. Such a good atmosphere in there.
Really, really is. And will you be playing yourself? Because I know you're a singer-songwriter in your own right, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm playing myself, yeah. And, I play and sing and write all my own songs.
Amazing. Yeah. I love what it says online about you. Ollie Flavelle is an innovative singer-songwriter whose originality captivates with ease. So what's in store for your set at the open mic night on Tuesday at Alexander's Live?
Oh, you make me sound so magical when you're in there. I'm going to be playing some of my obviously originals to sort of open the night. And
amazing.
There's lots of acts that will definitely enjoy kind of showcasing their talent as well there. So it's nice. It's going to be good.
Yes, it is. It is. I love the open mic nights at Alexander's. So did you manage to carry on playing and making music throughout the last couple of crazy years of COVID?
What a few years we've really had, honestly. I kind of find it hard to write during the pandemic. It's kind of everybody was on the same sort of page and writing the same sort of things. But, I definitely managed to keep at it, and it's been going well so far. Touch wood, not much has changed, but still writing, still playing, still going strong. So
That's good to hear, because a lot of musicians, I suppose, might have given up, but it's good to hear that you're progressing regardless of the situation that we've been through. So I also love this from the website. I think it was your website or your Facebook page. Ollie's charisma and stage presence brings life to his emotionally charged lyrics and anthemic choruses, making his music both memorable and infectious. Tell us a little bit about your background as a musician.
That makes you sound so good.
You need to record this and like take it with you to show people when they ask about you or something.
Oh, no, thank you. My background kind of grew up loving music. You know, I'm really influenced by the 80s. My mom and dad used to listen to a lot of the 80s music.
Yeah.
Absolutely adored that, and kind of big influence on my writing, and started kind of writing at about 12, 13, and ever since then I just kind of wanted to make music my career, and have made music my career, which is a lot of luck and a lot of hard work, should I say. And a real pleasure that people enjoy what I do, and get the fact I get to go out every week and every weekend and play stuff I love and the songs I love and the music I write, and I get to make it my job, and I'm really honoured that that's what it is. But the early days were very good fun. Alexander's really helped me out as well. They were a big supporter in sort of helping me on my first sort of tours, and showcasing like me and my band, and me
they're
and
great.
Solo artists as well. So they were a massive help for that, definitely.
I mean, I feel the same, because I'm a singer-songwriter. I was saying this last week, I haven't actually played at Alexander's Live, but they were a massive part of my journey. And Jamie Northrup is such an amazing, inspiring kind of person with regards to venues, to keep them going as well throughout these last couple of years as well, isn't he?
I agree, fair play. Jamie is an absolute hero.
It's a ledge.
Great creds on, creds to him just for keeping it going and keeping Alexander's Live and living. It's really, 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 really amazing.
It really is. So as we've been saying, the open mic nights at Alexander's Live are really worth going down to, aren't they? Whether you're wanting to share your own creativity or just sit and listen and take in the fresh vibes.
Definitely. I mean, it's really, really a good venue. We showcase so much as well. I have so many different varied acts because people think obviously a lot of open mics are just kind of singer-songwriters, but we get all sorts. We've had jazz bands, we've had pop bands, we've had
poetry.
Sorry, say again.
Poetry.
We have everything. So it's not just an open mic for music, comedy, poetry, everything. Come down. And it's a really great place to showcase every sort of talent. And it's been one of those that's going for a long, long time. And, I'm not from Chester, but it's been one of those that really, sticks with me when I'm like, oh, that was one of the best kind of places I've ever played. And, it's really, really good.
A lot of people say the same. So do you know who else is playing down Alexander's Live on Tuesday? Or are you just going to wait and see on the night?
Yeah, we wait and see a lot of the time. It's really nice. That's a surprise, because we get a lot of people turn up, and it is amazing to see the talent that turns up and the amount of people who want to come out and showcase what they do and who they are and you know, their individuality. So it's pretty amazing to see these kind of people pop along and do it for the love, not just...
The passion,
Really, the passion and the love of music and art, really. So, it's incredible.
Well, lastly, Ollie, where can people look you up online as a teaser to your set on Tuesday?
Do you really like what I hear? You can find me kind of... YouTube and probably Instagram is my favourite. They're the two things I actually I use. I haven't really posted much recently, but I'm sort of starting a lot of projects in the background, so I'm sort of waiting to launch a lot. But they're my sort of two main go-to social medias, if that helps. But you can find me in a lot of places kind of around Cheshire, Manchester, the North, the North West in general, and playing a lot of different varied shows.
You've done a lot of festivals and the like as well, haven't you?
Far too many festivals,
You can never do too many festivals. It's been lovely catching up, Ollie. I know you're on your way back from a camping trip and you've actually just broken down, so bless you for doing this interview while you're trying to fix your car. That's a story to tell your grandkids.
Oh, it is.
All right, good luck at Alexander's Live on Tuesday and all the best for the rest of the year and beyond as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ollie. That was the lovely Ollie Favell there. And here is one of his amazing songs. It's a teaser to what you can expect from his set down at Alexander's Live this coming Tuesday at the Open Mic Night, which he's hosting. And it's called Running With Wolves. Enjoy.
Every single night that I consume bed, I toss and I turn, trying to catch my breath on this dream that I... We're on a castaway in a big old world with the moonlight breaking through just enough to see the end. Now I'm running with the wolves. Just trying to get to you.
Talented people in our midst, don't we? That was the amazing Ollie Favell with Running With Wolves. And if you want to hear more from him, definitely go down to Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Tuesday for the Open Mic Night, which he's hosting as well. And you'll get to hear him and a selection of other amazing musicians as well. For all events down at Alexander's Live, just head over to alexanderslive.com.